Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about the Incredicoaster loop being replaced,
Pixar Fest Foodie Guide released,
and how to prepare for baby's first Disneyland trip. Let's dive in. This is episode number 129.
Yeah, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back. It has been another successful week in the house.
Yeah.
We're getting a hang of this parenting thing. I think she's turning out okay.
She's such a cutie.
She's
love
a cute
her so much.
Little thing. I think I've said this last week. We're just now feeling like we're getting the hang of like, okay, she's got somewhat of a schedule.
Yeah.
You know, we're following it within reason. There's some days where we go, like tonight, we went out for pizza with family. So she went to bed a little later than usual.
Yeah.
Poor thing fell asleep on the way home.
It was so sweet. Just holding my hand.
Yeah, she's really tired.
It's the little things. But yeah, like honestly, as Caleb mentioned, she's getting into a groove with like sleeping and like napping. And she's like falling asleep during like the nap times when we're not prompting her now, like she did on the way home. So yeah. It's awesome.
It is good. It's good seeing her kind of get used to stuff. She's very excited. Likes to grab faces.
Yeah.
So I'll take a chunk out of my lip when she reaches for my face, which is fun. She's got little scissors as
so
nails.
Cute.
But yeah, it's been good. So we've been doing great. Hopefully you're doing well at home. Again, watching Disneyland walkthroughs, getting ready for our big trip here coming up in a month. And that's what this, I guess it's not a secret. That's what the episode's about this week. So
yes.
I cannot wait to kind of read off your guys' suggestions on what to do for our first trip with a baby.
I literally can't wait. I cannot believe that it's already here.
It's already here and unbelievably helpful. Again, we'll say this again when we go to talk about it, but thank you to everyone. We learned a ton.
Yeah, so, not only did we learn a ton, but we were blown away by all the responses.
Yeah, thank you for all trying to help us.
Yes.
It means a lot. So, hey, before we dive into that Disney news, please consider joining us over on Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. It is an amazing way to help the show. Everything that is invested over there or given gets invested into the show. So all the stuff takes equipment. It takes software. It takes blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's a chunk of change. We're not complaining. We love doing it. But all that stuff really, really helps. And it allows us to reinvest all that money right back into the show to hopefully get you some more Disney content every single week. Also, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It is a huge, huge help to the show. Thank you so much to all those who have left one and also, I could spit it out. Thank you to all those who are going to give one in the future. It really does mean the world. You can leave a star rating both on Apple and Spotify in a written review over on Apple. All right, let's dive into that news.
All right, first up, we have some super exciting news. It looks like the Walt Disney Studios park over in Paris is receiving a name change.
It is. So Disney announced it's going to be called Disney Adventure World. We'll ask for your opinion in a second. Just let it sink in. Disney Adventure World, which again, kind of makes sense because it has turned into, it's their version of Disney's California Adventure. It is the random Disney IP park. They've got Worlds of Pixar, Avengers Campus, and an upcoming World of Frozen Land. So it kind of makes sense. It's kind of a hodgepodge Disney mess over there, which is fun. I'm not complaining about it. We haven't been, so
yeah.
We don't know what it's like. It doesn't offend me very much. I don't know how I feel. It feels kind of generic.
It's, yeah.
But also,
again, DCA is generic too.
No, it's not. It's very unique.
Disney's California Adventure?
I mean, yeah. What other theme park is themed after a state?
I feel like that's still generic.
It's not generic. Okay, hold on. At least that's more specific than Adventure World. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know, but imagine it was Disney's Texas Adventure.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue as much because California is so much prettier of a name. I don't really care.
I am curious, though, if this is kind of like them foreshadowing of what DCA might become. Because remember everyone talked about how it's not as California-y anymore?
I can see it maybe getting a name change in the
yeah.
future, especially if the Pandora Land's going to be built.
For sure.
I can totally see it becoming like Disney Adventure Land. No, not land. What would it be called? Adventure Park or something?
Adventure Park.
Or Worlds of Adventure. Who knows?
Or but, Disney's Adventure.
Okay, I like it. But you folks in Paris, receiving a cool name change, but also some cool lands to go with it. So again, let us know what you think about this name change. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Why? We'd love to hear it over on Instagram. Next up, we're taking it over to Disney's California Adventure. And that beautiful Incredicoaster ride, it looks like they are currently replacing the loop part of the track. And it's down for refurbishment, of course. It's not open during the loop replacement. but it only takes them 10 days to do it. So it's opening back up on April 18th. And also, I learned a fun fact during this little research. Apparently, they replace the loop every 5 to 7 years. Because it's part of the track that gets the most stress. That loop puts a lot of stress on the track.
That makes sense.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's just crazy that they have to replace it, though.
Why?
That they don't just like...
I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't let this scare you, that steel, they account for this, it starts to get micro fractures in it. So there's literally tiny microscopic breaks in the metal, and eventually it gets to a point where they have to replace it.
So question, why don't they do that with like Guardians? Or do they do that with Guardians?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, because you think with all the strain of like the elevator shaft.
I'm sure they do. I don't think it's as public because we can't see what they're doing.
Gotcha.
But if again, fun fact about Guardians, we're going off on a little thing here. It actually drops you faster than like free fall. It actually accelerates you. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think there's a track. It's all by cable, which is mind boggling to me.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
It's steel cables that's pulling you in and yanking you around.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You've entered the Twilight Zone. Sorry, we'll get back on track.
But yeah, Incredicoaster loop being replaced. Again, opens back up on April 18th. Maybe let a few cars go by, let it test, make sure they did it correctly. And then, I won't ride it until April 20th, in my humble opinion.
All right, for our final news story, we are staying at DCA, and we are here for the Pixar Fest Foodie Guide. It has been released, and I'm so excited for this festival.
Yeah, you got very pumped up for this.
It looks amazing.
It looks good. It starts... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it starts April 26th and runs through August 4th. It's a long one.
Yeah, it's a pretty long one, and I have to say, I have been so excited for this festival. I don't know why, but I feel like it's better than what they normally put out. Do you get that vibe at all?
I think so. I read a ton that I really want to try. Again, I've got that stinking gluten thing going on. So some of it looks naturally gluten-free. Who knows? They might say that, hey, because it's around certain stuff, we can't guarantee it. But I definitely want to try some of the things we picked out today.
Yeah. So I thought we should go through a couple of them, kind of let you guys know what we think looks amazing and what you should try. And we can just go from there.
Yes. This is definitely a highlight. This is like just a handful. They've got a ton of food items. So definitely go to Disney Parks blog, look up the Pixar Foodie Guide. I'll try and link it in the episode description. I'll make it easy for you guys. But they've got a ton of new items this year. So definitely go look for yourself. But this is what we think looks good.
Yeah. So first up, we have the Pixar Pals dessert package. So this is basically very similar to the World of Color dessert package. Again, it comes with seating, I believe, for the Pixar parade that's brand new.
Yeah, it looks like it. And it is just a platter of different desserts.
Yes. Again, very similar to the World of Color one. And really quickly, before we move on, is the parade new or are they bringing that back?
Oh, that's a great question. We have not been prepared. I don't know.
Okay, don't quote me on the new.
It's new.
Okay.
I think it's new.
Okay. Okay, so next up we have over at Alien Pizza Planet, we have the Cosmic Chili Pasta inspired by Toy Story. Listen to this. Jalapeno cheddar pinwheel pasta topped with spiced chili, crushed corn chips, and green onions.
So I grew up calling this Chili Mac. Did you eat this as a kid?
No.
Yeah.
Not until we started dating.
Okay. This is what I grew up calling Chili Mac. And minus the corn chips. I didn't know. Okay. There was Frito Pie, which is disgusting, the name of it. But I'd buy it at Sonic. And it was Fritos with chili and cheese on top.
That's so gross.
So this is like combining Chili Mac and Frito Pie.
It looks really cool, especially like the little pinwheel needles.
It looks good. It looks like it's going to be pretty heavy on the old stomach.
Hey,
so maybe plan
Disney
for it. Maybe skip. Just because you need to make room for it. It's going to be a heavy meal.
My whole thing is if you could eat the mac and cheese, like the little corn, or not the corn, the little cone, what are they called?
Mac and cheese cones? Cozy cone.
Then you can eat this.
Dude,
this is fine.
That's a carb dream. That looks delicious.
It looks really delicious. Highly recommend looking this up at the blog. Next up, we have the Tropical Hideaway. This is the pineapple coconut float inspired by Lava, which is one of our favorite shorts.
Yeah, Pixar short.
It has blue Dole pineapple coconut juice topped with Dole Whip soft serve, strawberry lava, and a gummy It's not really a gummy bear, but it's just like a little gummy.
It's
on
a gummy
top.
Thing on top. Yeah. It looks really good. I'm not a huge fan of mixing textures. I'm just kind of weird like that. So I don't want gummy in my ice cream. That sounds disgusting.
See,
so
to me, it sounds great.
You can pick the gummy out and eat it yourself.
Again, it's very photogenic. It's pretty. And I wanted to also say that it is a non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, so they did make sure to make that known. Maybe they have an alcoholic version. I didn't see it on there, but it looks very, very delicious. It's going to be very sweet. And again, I love that it's what do you call it? Modeled or themed by lava. Yeah. We love that short. It's one of the best. Yeah. I lava you. And looks good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna order it. I'm just going to do it.
It very closely reminds me of, there used to be a Peter Pan float. I don't know if it was at Walt Disney World or at Disneyland. And there's also over at the Sunshine Terrace at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, there's a little float that's very similar to this one.
Oh, okay.
But again, it just doesn't have a gummy on top.
All right.
So next up over at Troubadour Tavern, we have the Una Papa Loca, which is inspired by Coco. This has chicken al pastor, cheese, avocado salsa, sour cream topped with onion and cilantro with spiced corn chip crumble.
Come on.
Yum.
That looks delish. Again, right? This is looking right up my alley. It looks naturally gluten-free, I'll have to ask, but holy smokes, this looks delicious. That is one thing I'm kind of, would be my one criticism maybe of Disney. They don't have inside the parks. Outside of the parks, now Tortilla Joe's is closed. They had some pretty decent Mexican. They've got some new restaurants coming out with some good Mexican, it looks like. But inside the parks, it's always been kind of average. Like Rancho del Zocalo, not my favorite, honestly. It's been okay. And what's the other one? In DCA? Cocina Cucamonga.
Yes, Cocina Cucamonga.
That one's been way better. There's been some times where I'm like, decent. And then mostly it is pretty good. But this looks like some straight up really good Mexican food.
Right.
So I'm excited to try this.
Yeah, and again, and Caleb speaking more for people who have allergies, he's not talking about your normal entrees. He has to eat a little more modified.
As gluten-free, they don't have great Mexican. Yes. I guess is what I should say. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, next up we have over at Studio Catering Company, we have the Ramon Nachos, which is inspired by Cars. It is tortilla chips topped with grilled chicken, queso blanco, refried beans, pico de gallo, salsa verde, cotija cheese, serrano peppers, and radishes.
Minus the radishes. I don't like radishes. That looks so stinking good.
It looks amazing.
And again, reminder, the Studio Catering Company is the little food booth over by Monsters, Inc. Totally random. Right. I don't even know why it's there. But it's a little kind of cart-looking thing.
It's the red, like, truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some good food. They always have some solid nachos over there. This stuff looks bomb. So what's next?
Lastly, we have the Hangar Management, which is inspired by Inside Out booth.
This is one of the booths, yes. Yes. So everything else has been located at restaurants. This is a food booth.
Yes. So it is joyful, yellow, comforting mac and cheese with happy cheesy puffs.
I included this only because it said with happy cheesy puffs. Code word, it's Cheetos.
Honestly, I have to admit, it looks amazing. It definitely looks like something like a young kid would eat. But again, it looks good. I highly recommend, again, these are just some of the highlights that are on the menu and the foodie guide that they released. There are so many delicious treats, like savory meals, like literally just go check it out. Also, I wanted to let you guys know there's a ton of popcorn buckets for all of you popcorn lovers out there.
Sipper cups.
There's a Pixar Fest like bucket. There's a Doug bucket from Up.
Okay.
It's just there's literally tons of things. Not only the merch, there's just tons. So definitely go check out Disney Parks blog and get kind of like a heads up on what's going on.
All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is our list, your list, of must bring items for baby's first Disneyland trip.
Yes, and this can be also for anyone taking little ones to the park as well, not just your first.
Yes, it's just our first.
Yes, our
so
first.
So we needed help, and we named it our first. You may apply this to your fourth if you want.
Yeah.
But it ends at four. If you have five kids, you can't apply this to that.
No, if you have five kids, you're pros.
You don't need this list. Turn it off. You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
All right, let's dive in. So this is all from you guys at home. Thank you so much for submitting this over on Instagram. Make sure to follow us over at Market House Podcast to kind of get involved if you want to have your idea or thing read off on the show. Mm-hmm. It would not only help us, but also we'd love to shout you out.
Yeah. And again, a little thing that I wanted to preface before kind of diving into the segment is we had a ton of responses. So we're just going to go through the list of items and then we're going to thank everybody at the end.
Yeah. So everyone, and there's a lot of like duplicates, like a lot of you had the same idea, great ideas, but there might have been four or five of the same thing. So we're just going to go in, Caitlin mentioned, read through the list, give you guys a big shout out at the end, and thank you so much for your recommendations.
Yes. So to start everything off, I did go on stories and I asked three main questions that we kind of needed help with. First being must bring items for baby's first Disney trip. Then I asked the must bring baby items for the plane, as well as if anyone had any experience with the baby center. So we're going to dive into each of those and kind of give some tips that we've read through, and also just tips that I didn't even think about.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that. So it should be, we should call it like how to prepare for a Disneyland trip with
yes,
a young one.
For sure.
Okay. So it's not just what to bring, it's how to prepare for
yes.
it, the whole flipping thing.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go through. Item number one was disposable stick-on table mats.
Yes.
You've talked about this before.
Yes. So basically, for those of you who aren't aware of what this is, it's basically like a little plastic sticky...
like cling material, right?
Yes. Yeah. That you can put on the surface of the table. So if you have a little one that likes to touch everything, it's just a clean surface for them. They can have their foods and their snacks on it without them putting it on the table.
Yeah, I like that. I'm kind of a germaphobe. I don't want her eating Cheerios or something off the the park table.
Yeah,
so
which
this
again,
is great.
If you do do that, it's totally fine, but for us, we're more like Kayla mentioned,
yeah,
we're more germaphobes.
It's a problem. I envy you your ability to look past that. My brain does not let me do it. So
the good thing about this though is they're like disposable, so after you're done you just rip them off and throw them in the trash.
So nice.
That's awesome.
I mean, yes, so cool.
And again, this is the must bring items for Disney trip. We're doing the first segment of
yes. All right, why don't you read off number two?
So number two is kind of one that you're like, oh yeah, duh, but it's favorite snacks. And again, when you're in an environment that your baby or your child is normally not in, you might think, oh, they'll eat anything. No.
No, it may seem obvious. I've heard so many stories
yes.
from our friends that are like, you just may think that, oh, I'll just grab them some cheese from the cart or something
yeah.
like that. They might want your Cheerios from home, and that's all they want in that moment. They want Cheerios from home. They don't want this. They don't want that. They want the plain Cheerios from the box from home. So I get this. Again, it may seem obvious, but you need a good reminder once in a while of what they want.
Yes. All right. Next up, we have this one. We had a ton of these, but it was bringing the pack in play.
Yes. And so I think this is actually from our friends, Adventures in Middleland. I'll call them out just because I think I remember specifically this was their response, was bring the hotel pack in play if you're flying, use the hotel's pack in play.
Yes.
Let me get that straight. Use the hotel's pack in play if you're flying. Bring your own if you're driving. I'm assuming that's because of convenience sake. It's probably a pain in the butt to check your pack and play and stuff.
Yes. And then on the flip side of that, we had numerous responses on basically bringing your own pack and play in general because of the, you don't know the cleanliness of the
yeah.
ones at the hotels.
And that spoke to my soul. Like I mentioned before, me and germs don't get along. And so right when I read those responses, we immediately ordered a pack and play. So we're now proud owners of a pack and play that will be delivered here in the next couple weeks. I just didn't want another thing to bring on the trip. We already have enough. You got a stroller. You've got a car seat because you have to Uber to our hotel.
Right.
You've got blah, blah, blah. And so this was just another thing you have to bring. We're going to bring our own just because of my own neurotic thinking and stuff.
Next up, we have the stroller fan, which we already have this. So I feel like a win.
Let's go. We've got one thing on this list.
Exactly. So basically, again, you all know Anaheim weather. It is so unpredictable. And again, a 72.
Mostly hot.
High of 72, low of 60 is warm. So it just keep that in mind. And then also, one day when it's 65, it could be cool. It could be hot. You just never know.
The sun's intense.
Yes.
So that sun factor is what is hard to predict.
Yes. And so the stroller fans that a lot of people are mentioning are the ones off Amazon. You've probably seen them everywhere, but they basically can attach to your stroller. They almost have like four legs that can kind of
wrap around stuff, right? Yeah.
Yes. And again, some on Amazon are rechargeable. Some are battery operated. But again, a good thing to have.
Choose your preference.
You
yeah.
can also use those in the hotel as well. So next up, we have a sound machine or a white noise machine. This is something that we have right now for Maddie. And let me tell you, we can't go anywhere without it. It's just one of those things where like Caleb and I sleep with a fan on in our room. So like we both need noise. So I feel like she's going to be very similar because she has a sound machine in her room as well. So it's one of those things where not only are you going to use it in the hotel room, but you can use it while you're at the parks, if the baby's in the stroller taking a nap. Have that on.
Another thing
helps.
Not on the list, but it reminded me of it. We bought something called the Shusher. So Maddie, when she was even smaller than she is right now, even younger, a couple months ago, she needed kind of a constant shushy noise to fall asleep or if she was really upset.
Yeah, she
that
loved it.
Dries the old mouth. Like eventually, you don't think that like shushing is a hard task. Eventually, after like 30 minutes, you're like, I'm done shushing the entire time.
Yeah, because you're going shh, shh.
Yeah, beautiful device. You just turn it on. And it's 30 minutes straight of an awesome, constant shushing sound.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
It was worth every penny. I kind of balked at the price at first. I think it was like $30. I'm like, what the? $30 for a shusher.
That was really expensive.
But it was a miracle worker. But it was amazing.
It was one of those things where every time we would go on a walk with her when she was little itty bitty, like we'd pass parents and they're like, oh, you got the shusher.
Yep, they got the nod of like, yep, love that thing.
I felt like a total parent in that moment. It's great. I love it.
I feel old. All right, let's go.
All right, next up we have the baby carrier. So this is something that a ton of people recommended. Again, whether it's a carrier or a wrap, it's just something that's really great to have at the parks. If your little one doesn't want to be in the stroller, if you're kind of like, I can't hold you anymore, it's super hot, having the carrier so you can have hands free, you can eat your Dole Whip, you can have a Mickey pretzel.
Yeah, we can't leave the house around town without this thing, let alone a theme park. So I am definitely packing this thing. It has come in handy multiple times. We went to the mall the other day. For some shopping needs. Actually, despise going to the mall now. It's just so hectic.
It really is. Ours is specifically.
Ours is. And they're putting all these fancy... Okay, hold on really quick. I have to say this. What is up with... They're replacing all these normal stores with like Gucci.
I know.
I'm like, wrong crowd, at least for me. I'm like, not for me, buddy. I'm never walking in there. And then they've got like a... What is it? Saint Laurent? I can't even say it. I'm not even fancy enough to say Saint Laurent. Maybe they just like Paris crowd.
Saint Laurent.
Saint Laurent. It's Saint Laurent, whatever it is. It's too fancy for me. So no, they are putting in some bougie stores. But yeah, that's just a side note about our mall. Anyways, let's move on. The next recommendation is a sun hat.
Yes.
We are actively searching for sun hats right now. There are some Patagonia ones I think we want to buy because they look fun and they just look nice.
Yeah.
I love Patagonia.
I'm the sucker for patterns.
We love the patterns. So Caitlin found Patagonia. Let's have a couple. Let's do maybe one or two nice ones like that. And then my vote would be some cheapy ones. We don't know if she's going to drop it. We're not even going to see it. And it may disappear to the Disneyland gods.
Yes. I did want to ask one thing, though, because I'm having a really hard time finding infant kind of like baseball caps.
They don't exist, man.
They don't. And again, there are some, obviously. Yes, I have found them, but they're just not my favorite. So if you have any that you recommend, please let us know. Because I'm excited for those.
Okay. Next recommendation is sunscreen. Good old sunscreen. Again, we're in kind of not a predicament. I think she turned 6 months around when we leave-ish, kind of.
Yes.
So I think we'll be in the clear, maybe. I don't know. I got to do the math. But I know that they don't recommend it for little ones younger.
Yes.
What's the word? Younger than 6 months old. So again, we'll just cover her up with the stroller and stuff and hope for the best. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Maybe just spray her with water at all times.
Because that helps from the sun.
I don't know. Okay. I'm using science.
Right.
Next up is a blanket or sheet from home. This is something I would not have thought about just because I don't want to bring a bunch of extra stuff. But maybe that smell from home and that comfort, that is really smart.
Yes.
So we will definitely do this.
Because again, you're in a strange hotel room or wherever you're staying, the smells are different. So it's good to have something from home.
That sounds solid. I love it. Next up is a stroller and rain cover. So smart. Stroller, we got. Rain cover, I might have to grab. We've got a rain cover for our like everyday stroller, but the travel stroller, I don't have one.
Yes.
So...
You should be good in Anaheim or on the summer and springtime. Well, not in spring, but summer for sure.
Yeah. Walt Disney World, I would.
You need it. No. Bring it every single time.
I'd buy it every. Yes.
Yes.
I'd buy one for every day of the park so you can let the other one dry.
And honestly, if you are going to Walt Disney World and you're listening to this, it doesn't even matter if it says no rain in the forecast. Just bring it.
It's going to rain.
It will rain for sure. Okay. Next up, we have noise canceling headphones. Again, just good for travel. Whoever recommended that, they're good to have. I highly recommend
those. Maybe if Maddie's crying, I won't even know. I'm just kidding. Next up, we've got outfit changes. Oh my gosh, this is going to be smart. Well, I'm just saying, she's a messy little thing. One minute, Caitlin was working, she had a meeting, and I took Maddie duty, right? So I had an hour just to hang out with Mads. So part of that was feeding time. So I grabbed the bottle, fed Maddie. She's going through something right now the last few days. I think she's forgotten how to eat. Half of it ejects from her mouth, and it's running down the sides of her cheeks, and I'm like, Maddie. So Caitlin had just changed her, and so it got half of her onesie was covered in milk, and I was like, gosh. Ugh. So we took her upstairs, changed her, and so Caitlin came out and was like, is she in new clothes? And I was like, yeah. Kind of had a milk accident.
No.
So changed her, but this is so smart. I mean, again, let alone at home, she's probably changed 4 times a day. The park, I'm assuming, is going to happen a ton.
Oh, for sure. Because again, you never know what they're going to be eating or what they're going to sit in or like whatever it is. So just have them on hand just in case.
She's going to bring her half her closet with us.
I mean, I would. Why not?
We're going to have a roller bag with us in the parks. Next up, feeding and diaper essentials. 100%.
Yes. And I did want to recommend, obviously, we all know that our little ones have to eat and that you have to change their diapers, so on and so forth. But I did want to recommend, which we'll get into in just a little bit, the Baby Care Center does have a couple of these options for you as well.
Yes.
Just in case you forget.
Yes. But feeding the diaper essentials, bring them because you're not guaranteed you'll be have access to your stuff there.
Yes. All right. Next up, we have the Tush Baby, which is something I am newly kind of, I don't know. What's the word I'm thinking of? I just found out about it. I haven't known about it for that long.
So I've seen videos of people using this at the parks. It looks super convenient. I think we haven't even, it's not on our radar yet because we haven't held Maddie for long periods of time. Because she just, you know, she's so young, her head kind of bobbles around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's getting to the point where we can do that.
Yeah.
So this might be good. So basically it's like a fanny pack deal, but it's like a seat for your child. Is that what I'm getting?
Yes. Okay. So it just, it kind of like sits on your hip and it's like a seat.
That's pretty
cool. It's pretty awesome.
Give the arms a break. Moms and dads, you're probably ripped when you're holding a kid around because Maddie's so small and I still get tired holding her little body around.
Oh,
so I can't imagine when they get older and you got to hold them for long periods of time. Again, dads, you got that dad strength. When you're carrying your kids on your shoulder, you're carrying the other one in your arms. Come on.
I know.
That's nuts. So
in the stroller.
I want the Tush Baby.
Get it.
I'm not a bodybuilder.
You can't carry me on it.
I'm not carrying you on it. Next up, this was just...
Imagine us walking through the park?
I can, unfortunately. That'd be very disturbing. Next up is a recommendation from Johnny J himself. He said, bring the dad, because they like Disney too. And I agree, Johnny. Thank you. I will be going.
Oh, Johnny. Love Johnny. All right, next up, we have the must bring items for the plane, which is something that I'm a little nervous about. For those who don't know, this is Maddie's first plane trip. So we are super excited, but I'm also kind of like, ugh.
We're lucky because, again, it's like a 50-minute flight from Sacramento. So we're not, it's not like a 6-hour deal or something like that. That's coming at the end of the year. But this one's only about an hour. So I'm not super stressed. But
no, I'm more worried about her ears.
Poor ears. I know. She doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
She doesn't know they're going
to
pop.
I know. All right. So first up, we have, again, to aid those ears, we have a pacifier. Again, for those who don't use them, there's other tricks that we're going to mention here. But again, having them suck on something as you're going, obviously, up in the air and then
taking
down
off,
in the air really helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have a hands-free iPad or phone holder. A lot of people put them in that kind of like the back of the seat.
Smart.
There's kind of something there or something that they can sit up on the tray so that you don't have to hold it the whole time.
Yeah.
Or so that they're not holding it and they drop it on the floor.
Which so, I hear. You ever hear like that just loud thud in the middle of the plane? You're like, someone's phone just dropped.
Yes. And then next up, there is the kind of like, they're called window clings or kind of like suction cup toys. But actually, Caleb's mom actually just got us.
We just went to dinner and she just gave us those.
Yeah. So basically, you know, like the little fidget spinners?
Yeah.
So imagine those with their suctions on them and they can like put them on the window and like the kids can move them.
Okay.
Or you can put them on your fridge. You can put them on anything.
I like it.
But again, I love that idea because again, it's movement so that they can use their little hands, move them around.
It'll
keep them entertained forever. Next up, we have new toys. I cannot tell you how many times I have been told bring new toys for every trip because, again, the old ones at home they get bored with. They're like, I've already seen this Monday through Thursday last week.
Yeah.
I'm ready for new ones. It keeps them occupied. It keeps them.
Yes. I'm conflicted. I'm sure, yes, this is a no-brainer for like toddlers and stuff. She was entertained tonight for 20 minutes with the pizza box. So I'm like, I'm just going to give her something that she's never seen before.
I think that's just a stage, though, honey.
I just loved it because we had brought a brand new little like crinkle book for her to like, you know, grab on and stuff.
Yeah.
Entertained for 5 minutes. The pizza box, 20 minutes solid. She's just scratching at it. But they'll take anything.
All right. Next up, we have a muslin blanket. We are big fans of those. They're super breathable. They're very light.
Yeah, the muslin cotton's sweet.
They're awesome. So again, bring them. Keep your little ones warm. And again, it could just be like a little safety security thing that they like to have on hand because, again, the smells.
Smart.
So. Next up, we have something to drink for takeoff and landing. This is very similar to like the pacifier or a bottle. Again, it just helps their little ears not get clogged.
Yeah, smart.
Again, we already mentioned spinner toys. This is something that you can use. There are the suction ones, like I mentioned, or just the regular ones that can go in your hands,
but cool.
Highly recommend. And then lastly, like I just mentioned, a bottle for baby's ears. Again, whether your little one is drinking water, milk, juice, whatever it is, as long as they have something that they can suck on for their ears.
I know. So. It's uncomfortable for an adult, let alone poor little baby. That have never experienced that before,
I
so I can't imagine. Next up, we're going to cover the opinions on the Baby Care Center. So they've got one in both parks. So in Disneyland, I believe this one is located by Corndog Castle, the red trolley car thing?
What's it it's over by...
the Corndog thing.
The Christmas shop. What's it called? Plaza Point?
Plaza Point.
Yes.
So on the right-hand side of Main Street?
If you're looking at the castle, it's on your right.
Yes, thank you. So there's a little baby care center over there. Again, we've never had the need, so we've never walked into this place. So we asked you at home, What are your opinions on it? And also, before I forget, there is one in DCA over by, I'm not remembering. Where's this one at?
So if you're looking at Ariel, if you're coming up from Grizzly Peak area, it's on the left-hand side over by the restrooms, kind of like where like the Zootopia characters used to be.
Over there.
And there's like a Chase little ATM.
It always kind of smells over there.
Right? It's over there, right?
I don't know.
No. I'm sorry. Rewind. That's incorrect.
Erase it from memory. Sorry. Erase it. Forget it.
I don't know why I was thinking about the bathrooms, but
it's actually the bathroom. So walk in there, there are people that hold your baby.
Where is my brain? Okay, so Cars Land is on your left-hand side. You're walking towards the pier. If you're going towards the Ghirardelli area and like the little bread area over by San Francisco Square, it's right back there.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So over tucked back there. So again, no need to go in there. We asked you at home what your opinions are on it. So let's read them off.
Yes. So first up, someone said it wonderful, so clean, and they have anything you would need, great for nap time. So
love
this
it.
Is awesome.
Love it.
Another person said that they're very, again, awesome. You can get anything there. The cast members are great. They have private booths and rocking chair or for nursing, which is also another amazing feature. Because again, you want to be in the quiet. You want a private area so that you're not just...
Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
Another person said it's great. Another person said amazing, use it. I'm going to keep saying another person because there's quite a few. Someone said amazing, clean changing tables, nursing and feeding rooms, hot water for formula.
Okay, that's
this
solid.
This is amazing. Again, for those of you who are doing formula with your little ones, having warm water. Some kids like cold water in their formula. Others do not. So again, this is really, really great to have because can you imagine trying to find warm water?
Yeah. And the last thing you want to do is deal with like feeding issues at the parks. So this is pretty clutch. That's awesome.
Someone else said nothing crazy, very complete and quiet. Had to use it for the first time about 2 months ago and they loved it. So
that's awesome.
Another thing is this is a really good one. Emily's cracking me up from the Happiest Hour on Earth podcast. They're also going to be going the same time that we're going, which I'm so looking forward to. But she's like, I need to know this too. Never used it before, but going to be spending a lot of time in there.
Maybe
excited.
You guys can like schedule times together just to hang out. In the
I would
baby
love
care center.
Emily. We are doing this. Please text me when you listen. We're going to plan something. Someone else said they also have vending machine for necessities and bottle warmers with microwaves.
That is
this
so
is
stinking
amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Again, your baby doesn't have to be a baby to use the baby center. If they're a toddler, if they're a little older.
Oh, got it.
There's so many like good things that can be just beneficial to use, whether you're heating up food. Literally, if you want just a quiet area to just decompress, maybe it's like, again, Disneyland is super stimulating.
Yeah.
So an overstimulating for that matter. So having a place that's really quiet and calm, it's really good.
Yeah, a good reset spot.
Yeah,
good.
Another person said it's amazing. There are rocking chairs and it's very peaceful in there. And then lastly, someone said to take advantage of the air-conditioned space for baby to get away from the stimulation, as we just mentioned.
That is, again, very good advice. I'm assuming they're going to get a little cranky because it's just a lot to take in.
Yeah.
And so it might be a good time to like mom and dad take a break. Let baby take a break and then go out there and tackle some more.
Yes. And then again, as I mentioned before about them having kind of baby necessities as well as food, please do not rely on them to have these. They do have them stocked in vending machines. But again, from the videos that I have seen,
they're out of stock sometimes.
They're out of stock. So again, if you're like, oh, I'll just get food there. I wouldn't do that. Just that's like an emergency situation.
Sure.
I wouldn't plan on them having it for sure.
Good tips. I love it. This honestly helped us a ton. But before we end this whole thing, let's go ahead and thank everyone who wrote in. We've got Lovely Mom, Adventures in Middleland, Main Street Crafting Co., Kelsey Ann McGoldrick, Disney Marvel Mama, Millennial Disney Princess, Plan Disney with Jill, JJ Cast 15, The DMSW Podcast, Fam Travel Folio, hello Katie, Emily Dawn, Ryback Debbie, hi Debbie, Ashley, Janelle Schultz, hello Janelle, Baby Quip, Britaki, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, Brittany Explores, Felicia's Magic, Jess L. Nance, Happily Ever Hardcastles, GF Disney Mom, Fellow Gluten Free, hello, and ABBA 8208. I wonder if she is a fan
ABA.
Oh, ABA.
Mm-hmm.
Or a fan of ABBA.
I don't
group.
Know.
Dancing Queen. That's ABBA, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm tired. All right. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you again to everyone who wrote in. That is extremely helpful to us and hopefully other parents out there who are tackling Disney with a little one. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Also, consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, both a huge help to the show. We have a Patreon. Join us over there at markethousepodcast.com/support. It would mean the world to us. Thank you so much for our supporters over there. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. Check out the episode details for that link. Use code MARKETHOUSE10 for $10 off your booking. Join us soon for another episode. It will be fun. It will be grand. This one was baby-filled, milk-filled, and travel-filled.
Okay. Bye.